You're listening to Weekend Edition on VPR. Hunters in both Vermont and New Hampshire killed a record number of bears in 2020 as more hunters headed out due to COVID-19, and bears searching for food came into more contact with humans. Well, we're joined now by John Gregg, news editor of Valley News in West Lebanon, and he's got more on this bear story. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mary.
I've been seeing a lot of social media posts for bear meat chili in Vermont. Now I think I know why. Can you give us some stats on this hunting season?
Sure. Yeah. 2020 was a bad year for a lot of people and unfortunately also for bears. The numbers really surged in Vermont. The number of bears that were killed or taken in the harvest, as they say, in the sort of animal biology parlance, was 914, which is up 22% from the previous year. And that's clearly a statewide record. And in New Hampshire, it was up to 1,183, and that's up 12%. And also, you know, a very high sort of record number as well.
How did COVID-19 and the pandemic play a role in this particular hunting season?
Well, there were a couple of reasons, a couple of factors that it played a role. Mainly, the bear experts in both states say there were more hunters in the woods getting licenses and whatnot, and people had more time to spend in the woods because of the pandemic. You know, people weren't working as much or were working from home. So that clearly was a factor. Another thing that happened, and we sort of periodically did reports, as I know VPR did over the course of the years, that there were the number of complaints about bears increased significantly. And part of that, Forrest Hammond, the bear biologist in Vermont, says, is simply because there were more people at home during the day. So they would see bears that, you know, may well have been there all the time anyway. But another factor there, again, tied into COVID-19, more people from out of state have moved to Vermont and somewhat to New Hampshire, second homes and camps. And they may just not be used to seeing bears around. And so if they see one, they might be calling it in, even though that behavior, it was nothing out of the ordinary.
We certainly have heard over the years that food sources play a huge factor in how much bear activity there is. How did that play a role in this particular hunting season, different food sources that were maybe not available before for the bear?
That's a big thing. For starters, Vermont's mandatory composting law for homeowners started last summer. So people started composting in their backyards. My wife and I started doing that ourselves here in southern Vermont. We're in the woods. So we've been very curious what's going to come out of the woods. Hammond thinks that bear behavior in Vermont has actually changed over time, that they've expanded their range or their habitat. They used to be more prevalent, more concentrated in higher elevations, but now, you know, bears are routinely found in towns throughout the state, in part because they might be scavenging for human sources of food, things like trash and bird seed are the two biggest problems, but also chickens and even beehives that people may be cultivating.
What are you seeing in New Hampshire? There are record numbers there too.
Yep, record numbers, and they have about 6,400 bear there, population total. The bear biologist there, Andrew Timmons, says they are concerned especially about the number of bears in certain parts of the state, including central New Hampshire, which includes the upper valley north of Interstate 89. Remedies there could include extended seasons or other means to allow more bears to be taken in those kind of zones. That's the territory, of course, where mink, the bear in the Hanover area, became so famous or infamous. She died last year, of course, but fortunately she was not shot. They think she died of old age. You know, she's always been evidence of the fact of how prevalent they are in that area. And, you know, all told, if you do the math between the two states, they're probably close to 11,000 bears in the two states. So they're out there.
And the real question is, John Gregg, will you be trying any of those recipes yourself?
I'm a carnivore, Mary, but I'm not a huge fan of game. But if you find a good one, let me know.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mary.